Hello and welcome to the T3 podcast, your audio answer to a social life. Coming up on this week's show, where are things going at BlackBerry? The playbook's being advertised everywhere, but who's buying it? And is there really room for RIM at the top table of tech? Skype comes to Facebook and Spotify comes to Virgin Media. Honeycomb finally gets skinned by Samsung. And we reveal some of the most memorable celebrity tech endorsements. All that, plus your tweets and Facebook messages, courtesy of my co-host, the lovely Ree Morgan, and the man who's endorsed more gadgets than Anthony Worrell Thompson. It's T3's Mr. Duncan Bell.
Hello.
Always good to be compared to Anthony Worrell Thompson.
Yeah. I think that comparison has been done before, strangely.
Oh.
Yeah.
How bizarre.
Yeah. Yes. Have you ever endorsed anything?
I've never endorsed anything. No, well, my ass does look a bit like Anthony Worrell Thompson's face. So.
I've never seen it, so I can't vouch for that. But
you've never seen Anthony Worrell Thompson's face? He's on everything. I loved the... this is pure poetry, this. Is there really room for RIM at the top table of tech?
It sounds a bit...
Shakespearean.
Well, I wasn't going to go that far.
I won't say Shakespearean, no.
Try saying that after a few points.
Mm. Yeah.
Try saying that after crystal meth.
Oh, dunk. A funny thing happened to you on the way to the podcast.
Yep, get this. I don't think Reece, you can do genuine surprise
at
what I'm about to say. I was run over the other day by somebody who was a fan of the podcast.
Shut up.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Yeah, I was cycling home, as I do. Got to some lights. The traffic wasn't really moving, so I was sort of bombing down the middle of the road, as I am wont to do. Well, it's safer than going down the left, you know. Except this taxi driver decided to do a U-turn. He didn't signal. It was a very low-speed collision, but unfortunately quite hurt. The pedal kind of whacked round and went into my shin, and my shin blew up. You know in cartoons when they whack their heads and they get massive comedy bumps?
Yeah,
my shin actually looked like that pretty much for a bit.
Little birds.
I was walking around with a bag of peas, sellotape
to
it.
Your knee.
Yeah,
shin.
And they weren't even frozen. I just did
just
it for fashion
peas.
Reasons.
Just three peas.
But, no, this and the bloke who just hit me, it was like, "Oh, you're all right, mate. You're all right, mate." Then he went, "Oh, don't I know you?"
Does he really talk like that? Because he's going to be quite offended if he's listening.
Yeah, he was a taxi driver. That's how they all talk. And I was you might do. I've been on telly and stuff.
I've been on telly and
stuff. Yes.
And it's like, "God blimey, governor. You're the Duncan Bell off of the T3. And I know, I'll go to the bottom of my stairs if that isn't my favourite magazine, sir."
No way. Well,
I'm paraphrasing.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, that's approximately what he said.
That's amazing.
What are the chances?
I hope he's listening.
A podcast listener running over Duncan Bell. Well, it had to happen at some stage,
didn't it?
You know,
I'm surprised it wasn't on purpose.
Yeah, statistics would say that in any year, at some point, it's got to happen.
You've got more chance of that than winning the lottery, haven't you?
Yeah.
Well, I certainly have. So, yeah, so that was very exciting.
Did you get his name?
No.
Well, if
you didn't get his name, address, and insurance details.
Well, to be honest, I was a bit shaken up. He said, "You should go and have a whiskey, mate. You look a bit shaky."
That's because you've just
run me over.
Oh, well. Well, whoever you are.
Yeah, let us know.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for that anecdote.
Yes.
Thanks for running me over.
Now, BlackBerry. Enough said, really. are they in trouble or not? There's been suddenly a lot of articles, buzz about BlackBerry
This is often how it starts, isn't it? Because Nokia still are very successful, but obviously have been on somewhat of a downward curve. Mm. When that first started, people were like, "Oh, but they still sell millions of phones."
Yeah.
But then the mass market sort of catches up very quickly sometimes. So you can go from, well, in America, they used to be the number one smartphone, type of smartphone, didn't they? And they've now been overtaken by Android. And then over here, is this correct that HTC either has or is just about to overtake
them? It will do.
Well, this
these
are all stats from various articles within the last week or two. So Comscore have come up with between February and May this year. This is Android smartphone subscribers, so people who have a particular OS on their handset. So Android smartphone subscribers has increased from 38.1%. It has increased to 38.1% from 33%. So they're going up. BlackBerry going down 28.9 to 24.7 in the same period. And that's not a long period of time. We're talking February to May.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you can see the trend there.
Yeah.
And then, interestingly, HTC, just HTC, I'm not talking about the whole of Android, are predicted to overtake BlackBerry in the next 12 months. This is what you were talking about. This is Market Intelligence Center. It says
I believe to... Samsung is as well.
Yeah,
Samsung's always strong. It's been strong for quite a few years now.
Oh yeah, Samsung in the West. They're apparently going to overtake them.
But this, the report that's predicted this overtaking is crediting HTC's use of Android, which is interesting.
Well, I definitely can see this. Definitely, since HTC took Android, they've come on leaps and bounds. Before, they were just Windows.
Well, before,
like,
they didn't really market themselves as a phone maker, did they? They just
rebadged
the XDA,
that
was made by them and all this sort
of
thing.
And then Orange and T-Mobile had ones, didn't they?
I like the way you're very diligently saying H.
Yeah, I know, because I've got complaints for saying HTC.
HTC.
By now, I think of you saying H as almost like your trademark. It sounds wrong when you say H.
Well, I have to say H now. A guy actually emailed me saying...
Was it H from
thank
Steps?
Thank you for saying H. Thank you for saying HTC instead of HTC.
Steps.
Yeah.
And then he said, you know, a few slippers from time to time is fine.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, that's allowed.
So, that's
good.
Fine.
Okay. And also...
Get a life.
And also an did you see this one? The ex-RIM employee slating the company as he left them.
Yeah, that was quite funny, wasn't it?
Burning a few bridges on the way. Although he wrote it anonymously. So that's, I mean, how brave is that?
Yeah, that's...
The response was quite low-key, though, wasn't it? It was almost like a slightly wounded sort of, well, we're doing our best, rather than the kind of, shut your mouth, that's why we got rid of you.
I'm down.
Well, this is what he or she wrote. RIM often make product decisions based on strategic alignment, partnership requests, or even legal advice. The end user doesn't care.
Those strategic alignment partnership requests, they're a killer.
I think
bane of my life.
The gist of it being that they're kind of ignoring actually what people want. They're designing by committee, basically, aren't they?
Yeah, I think at BlackBerry you look at it and you go, this has been designed by a committee. Well, which is not to say they're bad, but there's nothing particularly... Is there anything particularly amazing?
Well, it's the complete opposite approach to Apple, isn't it?
Where
it's, you know... everyone comes with lots of options and Steve Jobs goes yay or nay or someone and that
Jonathan
his equivalent position.
Yeah. But I think Mike Lazaridis still has the final say on all things that come out of BlackBerry. So I think he's the guy that says yay or nay, but he obviously still...
I suppose the other issue is when you say all things that come out of BlackBerry, that is, it's not actually very much. They don't... They don't have, like Apple, they don't just have one product, which is just its flagship, well, its only phone. But they have quite a small range of phones and they don't... Unless I'm missing something, they don't appear to update them terribly often. Yeah.
I think it's usually annually, like the Bowl gets an annual update.
Yeah.
The Storm, not so much.
They've got their core products and they get
the
renewed.
The Curve.
But what seems to be going wrong at BlackBerry as well is not just you know, the stats and everything, but you look into Apple, you look into Google, the people who work there are avidly, you know, so behind these companies. It's a great place to work, and you know, this is the place to be if you're a young, thrusting type.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, this guy at BlackBerry saying teams still aren't working together properly, no one's making or can make critical decisions, all the while everyone's working crazy hours and still far behind. You know, it's just painting a picture of a pretty...
Mind you, that is just one sort of disgruntled person who's just left, but...
And to be honest, I did go on a BlackBerry trip in May, and... They had the biggest BlackBerry conference ever.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's... I don't know. There seems to be two stories. It was huge and they gave a playbook to everyone. So they can't really be doing that badly.
I don't know. Giving
there
away
is another
the,
way of looking at
the playbooks.
Yeah, I mean, playbook sales, okay? So this is rumour, but it's in Digitimes, which... It's pretty good when it comes to rumours. It's the Taiwanese technology newspaper. It says RIM has adjusted its second quarter playbook sales target from 2.4 million units. So that's basically what it hoped to sell in 3 months. It's adjusted that to between 800 and 900,000 units. So a third, essentially, of what they were hoping to sell. I mean, that's a colossal slashing of the, you know, what they were, where they thought this playbook was going to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think they are in a position that is a bit like Nokia. They're still a very large company. I mean, nobody's suggesting that they're just about to cease to exist or, you know, that they're financially up shit creek or anything like that. But they don't really have a great deal of... They're not really seen as being anywhere near, I don't know, surfing the zeitgeist or being particularly cool. I mean, you can compare them particularly to somebody like Apple or whatever. And it's if you're working for... if you're working for BlackBerry, you basically have to think, God, I'm working for a company... That's Canadian, run by a man called Stan, and is called RIM. you're not going to get the same buzz of excitement as you do going into like Google Apple. Or
there was even one blogger this week saying, it basically citing out reasons why Google should take over BlackBerry. And it was, by the time you got to the end, you were like, well, this is the most logical decision ever.
What was that based on?
It was based on the fact that Google have zero patents when it comes to phones. BlackBerry has a ton of them. If they take over BlackBerry, you know, they take over their patents. That's a good idea. The team that designed the original Android UI for the first Android phone are a sub-team based within BlackBerry. You know, so it was like, well, you know, there's a synergy between them. And the list kind of went on and on and on. And you're like, well, yeah, in the end. And the other thing, you know, in terms of the corporate market and, you know, Android is not trusted really by the top people in technology IT teams, is it? But no. BlackBerry is, so you know, great, you know, take over BlackBerry.
Except I think the problem with that merger was you'd end up, the fear would be that you'd end up actually combining the worst elements of both of those two companies rather than the best. So the corporate users, as you say, once it was it became sort of subsumed into Android, be like, oh, well, how do we know we can trust this anymore? It's not the BlackBerry that we knew and loved. So I don't know.
Let's go to Microsoft.
And also Google, they did make a great fist of trying to sell their own phones the first time they tried. Admittedly, that was a very sort of low-level, sort of dry run. But they seem to be more interested in doing operating systems than selling hardware.
Because they haven't pushed the Nexus.
That, for me, is why it wouldn't make any sense for them to do that.
Okay. I mean,
what would such a company be called? Randroid.
Randroid.
Rimdroid.
Rimdroid.
That's the one.
Let's not go there. Oh, okay. Playbook is still...
I think that's in our new sex issue, actually. The sex issue of T3, I believe. The Rimdroid 3000 is in one of the lists.
The Playbook's still massively being advertised.
Yeah, I like the Playbook. I don't... But, you know, it's just not exciting. It doesn't seem to be exciting people, does it?
I saw a report the other day that basically said... I don't know, I can't even remember it, Kevin, but basically said, we don't understand why anybody other than Apple is bothering to... Oh, it was YouGov, that was it. It was based on a YouGov survey of consumers. Basically came to the conclusion, we don't understand why anybody other than Apple is bothering to make tablets. Because they're all, as you know, they're all the price point they all go for is basically the same price or around the same price as the cheapest iPad.
Mm.
Which straight away raises the question I would think in most people's mind, well, according to all these consumers that they talk to, why would I buy this when it's the exact same price so I can get the market-leading one that everybody goes on about? And
there's everything for it. Yeah. It's easy to get hold of.
Flash is the only reason.
So they were basically...
In fact, the latest Playbook advert, it's got the theme tune for Flash.
What, Flash R?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's clever.
Yeah, it is quite clever. Yeah. I don't know why no one thought of that before.
Maybe it's so blindingly obvious that it isn't actually all that clever.
Yeah, it's not clever enough. And it's sort of...
No, and do you know what this survey said?
Go on.
The price points that would be iPad rival should aim for was
$299, $250,
which is a long way below what anybody is selling.
Yeah, $249 suddenly becomes impulse, but they can't make them for $249. So
well, they can because I've seen them in Maplins for about £100.
Oh, they're rubbish.
You can get Android
ones.
Tablets in Maplins.
Yeah, but
for
£100. They run ancient Android. They're terrible. The screens are awful. The touch.
I didn't assume that would be great.
I didn't touch it.
No,
and it was only as I was walking past. I've never been in a Maplins. I'd just like to make that very clear.
When I was working, doing my Saturday shift in Maplins, you really cannot build a good tablet for £249.
Yep. So basically, what this survey is basically saying is, why you might as well not bother, mate.
Mm.
So I guess that applies.
Because they
know
there's a market out there, and if they just cling on long enough, maybe they'll get a slice.
They think there's a market out there. I mean, even if you look at iPad sales, they're not that high. I mean, they're great for Apple, but compared to the population of the world, which is why I always like to compare things to, it's rather a piffling number of tablets have been sold overall.
Okay. Mm. Right, well, there is plenty more where that came from, so let me say, here is the news. Facebook and Skype have finally made it official with their new video chat feature announced by Mark Zuckerberg. The new service means you can now make video calls online from the Facebook website. The new feature, which uses the existing Facebook chat, will be rolling out in the next few weeks.
Meanwhile, Virgin Media has announced a new partnership with Spotify. Customers will soon be able to benefit from the 13 million track library of streaming music via TV, mobile, and online.
Samsung's become the first tablet maker to skin Honeycomb. Its TouchWiz UI is coming to the Galaxy Tab 10.1, featuring an improved settings menu and new swipe controls in the corners of the screen to access calendars, music, and notes.
The iPhone 5's release date is edging ever closer, thank God, with Apple reportedly ordering 15 million units of the next-gen smartphone. That's according to DigiTimes and sources from upstream component makers, who say Apple want the new phones ready by September.
Wow. A US man is facing up to 30 years in prison after pleading guilty to leaking information on the original iPad and the iPhone 4. Flexitronics International employee Walter Shamoon. Made a reported $17,000 selling Apple secrets. He'll be sentenced in a year's time.
30 years?
I know. And if that's not, if that wasn't crazy enough.
Crazy.
FIFA has beaten the likes of Final Fantasy, Call of Duty, Super Mario Brothers, and Zelda to be named as the best video game series of all time.
What?
It was picked in an 1,800 strong study of adult gamers carried out by new gaming website www.player.com. Final Fantasy and Super Mario Brothers made up the top three.
Bullshit.
Crazy.
How many people do they ask?
They're player two.
Mario and Luigi.
Player2.com. As in play R2.
Yeah. Oh, I can't wait for the Apple iPhone. I really cannot wait.
Well, it might be rubbish.
No, but I'm not out of excitement, but the fact that every day we
Does this
write
mean we can stop
some
speculating?
New rumors, speculating, when's it going to come? Is it going to have this? Just release it already.
Yeah, but then the rumors on the iPhone 6 start. Yeah.
It's going to have some pretty iPad crazy 3. Shit in it.
And if the iPad 3, yeah, the
iPad 3?
The iPad 3, yeah, it's going to be, unless the next iPad's announced at the same time, the immediate speculation will switch to that.
Yeah.
If that's announced at the same time, then we'll all be talking about the iPhone 6.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, if you get banged up for 30 years for leaking a few little
minor
details...
That's the max. He's not going to get 30 years.
30
Who
years.
Reported that he faced up to 30 years? Was that us?
No. Yeah, you know, that's the maximum sentence. You know, that's that he could, in theory, get 30.
So what would he have to do?
They're nuts in the States. They bang
love
up
it.
Everyone.
Yeah. Like, they love a bit legal.
What would you have to leak to get 30 years in prison? That sort
the
of
camera?
Corporate... Because like Bradley Manning, well, he could potentially face the death penalty, but that's because that's treason, that's military secrets. So this isn't like state or military secrets. There's actually a law over there that if you mention something about your job, you're not meant to mention... Yeah.
They like their corporations over there in the US, yeah. You know, commerce.
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
they're
man.
Like really corporation-y in
Stick
America.
Stick it to the man.
Right, there you go. Anyway, time to see what you've been tweeting to at T3DOTCOM. Dunk, you can take these first two.
30 years.
It says here last we.
Last week, we were talking 3D phones. Aussie Kerry says, desperate to get a HTC sensation, or do you think it's worth waiting for 3D?
No.
Well, actually, the Evo 3D is a very nice phone.
Exactly.
I just turn off all the 3D elements of it.
Yeah, so you've got the sensation with a bit of 3D.
Yeah.
It's a dual core, isn't it?
But if you really want it, now, just get the sensation. It's a great phone.
Just wait. It's August.
I didn't think the sensation was all that, to be honest.
For me, it's too big. Yeah. But as a, you know, if you like it that size, it's great.
It's a great phone.
I didn't like the screen that much, but...
Okay.
What was wrong with it?
Smelled.
Okay.
I don't know. I couldn't put my finger on it. I think basically what I did.
Well, that's a bit of a problem for a touchscreen phone.
Well, I think the problem with it was that it wasn't an iPhone. Basically, I'm so used to using an iPhone that having to slightly alter the way I move things around on a menu just causes my brain to melt down. Basically,
yeah.
Honestly.
And right, have I got another one? Sorry, go on. Crafty Scribe. Is that the Crafty Scribe?
Might be.
Okay. Please, no 3D phones. I'm one of those unfortunates who can't see in 3D.
Oh.
Eh? So he just sees in 2D, like Mr. Ben.
Well, no, it's
no,
not quite
it's like
that.
If you're like colorblind, you can't see it.
I'm colorblind. I can see 3D.
Well, some people can't. They just see blue and green.
Like, that's for the old style 3D.
No, right. You can't. If you've got poor depth perception, quite often that'll mean you have trouble seeing 3D.
You mean 3D movies?
3D movies.
What this guy says is, I'm one of these unfortunates who can't see in 3D.
Well, I think you mean he can see things in 3D.
That'd be mad, like Captain Pugwill. Just little cardboard cutout figures coming towards him.
Some people really can't.
Their little mouths
especially
moving like
that. If you're blind in one eye, then you don't have 3D vision, other than the fact that some things are blurry because they're far away.
Yeah.
You get that kind of
depth. So do they see the world like Mr. Ben?
Possibly. Yeah. Possibly.
Okay. If you're listening, anyone who's listening has got one eye... can you let us know urgently, do you see the world a bit like Mr. Ben?
Right.
Although,
how would they know?
You might not be able to tell.
Oh. Yeah, it's normal for them.
We can never know. Wow. We can never know the mysteries of the one-eyed man.
Anyway, the crafty scribe, you can get an HTC sensation without fear.
Yeah.
Because the 3D is useless to you.
Evo 3D, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, sensation. What? No, sorry. Yes.
He wants the sensation.
Yeah.
No, that's somebody else entirely.
Yes,
that's
but
why you've confused
the crafty
me.
Scribe should get... Never mind. I'm trying to tie them together.
Okay.
Go on.
He was linking.
Jeez.
Ashton Tiller. I kind of like the look and feel of the iPhone 4, but late to the game. Not sure if I'm going to like the new phone. Who am I kidding? I probably will.
It's like three opinions, completely contrasting, woven into one tweet. It's so, like
it's a bit like what you just did.
Is Ashton Tiller somehow split personality?
I'm not sure.
Like the two sides of his mind fighting with each other
so
as he
likes
the tweet.
iPhone 4.
Yeah. Then
doesn't
he goes out
know
and
if he's
going to
like
somebody. Yeah, he's got two little demons sat on either shoulder.
Yeah, yeah.
Shaped like iPhones.
So you like the iPhone 4? No, so you hate the iPhone 4. You should hear what the iPhone 4 said about your mum. It's like that.
Yeah.
Must kill again.
I imagine that's how Ashton's week pretty much goes. Now, Nilesh R. Palmer, otherwise known as Dr. Nilesh R. Palmer, tweeted to say, I didn't get my name read out on the podcast, despite joining Duncan Bell's Gadget Personality of the Year. Boo! !!
What's he a doctor of?
I was very worried about this, and I know, Duncan, you were as well, because you tweeted back.
Yes,
and
I did.
And promised that we would read out Dr. Nilesh R. Palmer's
Yes, I said
name.
You probably pronounced his name wrong.
Yeah, probably. Now, I really was worried about this, so I checked. So Nilesh joined on the 18th of June, which was a Saturday, which is a bad time to join, really, because obviously then you've got a whole week to wait. But, you know, still, nice that you joined. So that means that the next podcast was on the 24th of June. That's podcast number 188. So I had a quick listen back. Jamie Ford, Nilesh R. Palmer, Mahag Vinay Ganatra.
Busted.
So let me just check that. Nilesh R. Palmer, yes, I did definitely say. Now, admittedly, I didn't add the doctor, but that wasn't, you know, that's on his Twitter account. That's not on his Facebook. So
there you are, then.
I, you know, I'm really sorry. You know, you say you listen every week, so you know, I think you'd hit your own name.
You've got him well rumbled there, Dan. Dear. He's only going to show his face in public
tweet.
Again.
Anyway, didn't get my name mentioned again.
So
you have to listen to the podcast to hear him.
Anyway, the group's still growing. I think we're up to about 112 now, or something
112.
Like that. Yeah. It's, you know, it's getting there.
It sounds like we plateaued slightly then.
Well, I think there was a big
race to 100.
There was a big push to 100. I think as we start to near 200, maybe we'll get that
another push again.
Maybe.
So anyway, if you want to be part
of
this,
we can offer some sort of prize. That's what people always do for social networking.
They do.
There was a lot of people getting, you know, what's in this for us kind of thing. We are going to be announcing something. It's reasonably exciting.
It's very exciting.
I don't want to get...
I'm excited.
It's very exciting.
It is exciting.
It'll be in the next few weeks, and we'll be announcing it on the Facebook group.
And on the pod.
The Facebook group will definitely be finding out first.
I was thinking in the meantime, I could go to my local corner shop where they do, they'll take any photograph and print it on a t-shirt or mug.
Oh, do that.
I was thinking maybe I could do some Duncan Bell for Gadget of the Year mugs.
Yep.
Do it.
Maybe with my the picture from the website or something.
The one where someone said you got a Freddy Krueger jumper on.
And someone, in fact, made you into Freddy Krueger.
Yeah.
Yeah, or the sort of screamy face from my column in the mag.
Yeah. There we are. Okay.
So there you are.
Special,
we should give
special
away prizes.
Spot prize.
Yeah.
Yes. If you're the 1,000th person to join the group.
Right. I'm sure we can give some away before that. Yeah. Okay, if you want to join the Facebook group, just type in Duncan Bell in Facebook. Click on groups. He's there.
About the seventh one down.
No, I think we're number one now.
Woo-hoo! For the ones about the rugby player. Really? Number one? Hey!
Come on.
Number one Duncan Bell group.
Oh, get in.
No other Duncan Bell group's bigger than ours. Come on. Great, yes, you'll be most welcome. And we get to see what you look like and stuff. And, you know, browsing your personal pictures, tweet your mum.
Find out where you live.
Yeah, it's great.
Come round and steal your stuff.
Lovely.
Rude text.
On the Facebook group this week, Timothy Okonawo, cheers for the ad and good luck, Duncan. Your tales of rage at the world entertain me every single week. Now, this is where it gets interesting. I go by the Twitter name of Duke of Peckham. Ooh. Timothy is the Duke of Peckham. Unmasked.
Last we know.
Yeah. Wow.
So we know where he lives.
Yeah.
We know what he looks like.
And we know his name.
There we go. Jordan Robinson.
Let's steal his identity.
Jordan Robinson's getting a bit too enthusiastic. You see, I think, you know, we're obviously attracting, you know, a lot of listeners, but some real diehard listeners.
Yeah. What does Jordan have to say?
He says, keep going. The podcasts are what I live for. Wow.
Bloody hell.
Good. Like, just, glad to keep you on the straight and narrow.
Just got to make it to Friday for that podcast.
That makes me feel even worse about the numerous occasions when we completely fail to upload the podcast, or we upload it and then it, for some reason you can't get it from iTunes.
Oh, can we check if someone saw the graphics this week? Did anyone see?
I know that moves are afoot to get a logo up there. Yeah. Honestly,
a technology magazine should be able to do this.
But no, we did find a little box that we could fill, put a JPEG in and like pull, you have to pull a lever and press some buttons.
Steam comes out.
Yeah. And it did say that would cause iTunes art to appear.
Okay.
It doesn't appear to have worked.
No, I couldn't
see
any.
But we'll try it again.
We'll do it again. We'll pull another lever.
There's been a bit of dissent, actually. Paul Clark, you've got to win. Polly only knows how to pout while holding some random gadget, and even then it's quite difficult to do this, to do that at the same time. Ha, ha, ha. Love her face, though. You see, he was kind of, like, you know, ooh. Oh, you could see him almost thinking, maybe I'll vote for Polly.
No!
It's the demons on the shoulder thing again.
You see? No, don't vote for Polly. Vote for Duncan. You can do it at
if you vote for Polly, she might want to have sex with you. No, she's a whore. She's a whore.
You can do it. There's a lot of comments about Polly on the group, actually.
She's
you
not
can,
a whore.
You
by
can
the
vote.
Way. That was just the demons talking.
Just clarify. Yeah. You can vote at awards.t3.com. Duncan is in category 13, but you have to add him as a wild card. Okay?
Yes.
Yeah. Don't click on any of the others. And Simon White, lastly, I can confirm that Duncan does not sing on this week's podcast.
Boom.
What was that about?
You meant to sing a song.
Could you? Perhaps because you just 100. Suddenly said, oh, some people have said you ought to sing.
Okay, well, perhaps you could serenade us now, you know?
Rap, maybe.
I kind of put it to the back of my mind
immediately after
I said it.
You know, Carpenters, maybe. Why do you know something like that? Yeah.
Some
Carpenters.
Why do you build me up another one?
That is good.
I could I could sing Superstar by the Carpenters.
Okay, go on. Yeah.
That's
okay.
About stalking a rock star.
Okay, we'll count you in. 3, 2.
Oh, no, not now.
Oh.
I've got a bit of a cold. I'll do it next week.
Next week. Mm. Okay, Duncan sings the Carpenters.
No, I'll sing that song Like a G6 by Far East Company or whatever they're called.
I don't know what they're called.
There could be an album spin-off here.
I don't know what it means. I thought it was like a reference to Apple's old processors. Because there's like G3, G4, G5, and then there never was a G6. So when they say flying like a G6,
It would have been
flying, just not.
Maybe there was one in development that was, you know.
No, they're just imagining it. It's like, wow, can you imagine
what could it have been?
How dope would a G6 processor have been?
If they had switched to Intel.
Yeah,
wow. Amazing.
It's like they're dissing the Intel.
Yeah.
And
that's amazing. Bigging
up.
Exactly what that song is about.
I just noticed Liam is wearing, our producer is wearing an Italia 90 t-shirt. That's ultra retro.
Blimey.
Ah, excellent.
He must have been barely
speaking of retro, when I was walking in here, on someone's desk, they're playing Treasure Island Dizzy.
Yeah, I saw that. Were they actually playing it? I thought it was just a screensaver or something.
I couldn't tell whether it was, because they weren't at their desk, so I couldn't tell whether it was a screen. I was halfway tempted to go over and have a little play.
Yeah, yeah.
That was the one
Z
with
to move left, X to move right.
He was an egg, and the theme tune went diddle-a-da-da. And it just looped like that. I mean, 8-bit gaming.
Codemasters, wasn't it?
I think it might have been.
So it was only £1.99.
It was kind of the Spectrum and Commodore 64's answer to Mario and Sonic, which wasn't much of an answer, let's face it.
I suppose you could put it like that, yes.
Yeah, yeah. It was a good platformer. Now, what have we got for our gadget of the week?
Well, this week
tell me
the Toshiba Cosmos F750 3D. It's the world's first.
Oh, the monitor
glasses-free 3D laptop.
No laptop.
Oh, there's a laptop. Right, but the monitor attached to it is 3D.
No, there's no monitor.
You know what I mean? The screen.
He means the screen.
Oh, he means the screen.
Sorry.
He means the screen.
Thank you. Thank you for translating.
Yes, I went to see that on Monday, and I have to admit, it was pretty good.
Yeah,
it's really good. Yeah,
so
I can see this taking off more than 3D phones because it was
portable. 3D gaming. Yeah,
yeah.
How big's the screen?
15 inch.
Okay, and does it work as well as say a 3DS?
Better than a 3DS.
Really?
Yeah, it was really, really. I was really impressed.
Edge to edge, you're getting a full 3D experience.
Full 3D when you're watching 3D movies, and you can also, so for some, this is how they describe it, but I've never been in a scenario where I want to do this. You can watch a 3D movie, like make that smaller, and then go on the web and you'll have 2D and 3D at the same time.
No, there is no reason you would ever want to do that.
Pretty impressive, though.
But yeah, so it's kind of, if you want to check the footy scores and carry on watching your 3D movie, you can do that.
Is anything in the basic sort of setup of it 3D? Like, is the homepage,
there's no menu.
Is there no point in skin on it?
No, there's no skin. It's just you can watch 3D movies, play 3D games, 3D YouTube.
Actually, I kind of like that, you know?
It's really good. And then I kind of like they're not
3D screensaver might be quite stupid, cool.
Well, I'm sure there is. Yeah. What, in that, like, where you can do 3D text in Windows, that you could do some 3.0 and you'd put, like, you know, re-smells
on her computer, and
it would be spinning around in 3D.
But they also this
that's great
thing,
as well. Yeah, obviously that's rocking it old school.
They, you know, in the 3DS and the 3D phones, there has to be like a sweet spot. That you
you've got to be.
Yeah, but this one has eye detection in the webcam.
Get off!
Honestly, so you can move and then it like
that's,
there's
so it knows where you're looking at.
So it knows where you're looking at. Yeah.
What if you're wearing glasses?
I was wearing glasses and it still did my eyes.
What if you're wearing dark glasses?
Why are you watching 3D in dark glasses?
Well, why are you watching 3D? It's
discriminating against blind people.
No, it's not.
It's disgraceful. I'm not having one of these.
Fine, don't. Mm. Yeah, but it was really good. And also what I liked about it was portable. It wasn't that heavy. I think it was 2 kilograms.
Sounds about right.
Making it up.
So it wasn't heavy or anything. Okay. So
it's no use, of course, to the crafty scribe, sadly.
No,
that was the other one, wasn't it? Or have I lost
Don't
track
start again?
Again?
No.
But you like this?
I did. I was impressed with it.
When's it actually coming out?
It's coming out in August, and
it's not too long to wait.
£1,300.
It's not too bad. No,
it's all right for, you know, 15-inch laptop, but you've got 3D. And
what was the quoted battery life? That always seems, that does seem, I mean, I know you probably haven't even bothered to find out, but it does always seem like to be the million-dollar question with anything that's 3D and portable.
They did say that,
I reached a point
but
with battery.
With a laptop, you can, you know, I usually have it plugged in my laptop.
That's true. I find as long once you get to 5 hours, you're fine. Mm. If you can do 5 hours, then you pretty much cover for most things.
But can you?
Mm. Yes.
I bet it won't do 5 hours of like 3D viewing, would it?
Well, there's no reason why 3D. I mean, it's a little bit in processor intensive, but it's not. It's going to kill
it. Very, very processor intensive.
I suppose, but in a bigger device, you can have more. Like in a phone, it's going to be much more of a difference than in a laptop.
I think the giveaway is the 3DS, isn't it? Because the battery life is lower significantly than on the DS.
Still not as bad as the original Game Boy. Where you would sort of bankrupt your parents in battery usage.
Yeah, you did.
A long car journey would, you know, you'd be paying out more in batteries than you were in fuel.
Yeah, that's true.
Especially if you had one of those little magnifying light things.
Terrorist.
Absolute killer.
And the joystick that you would have to sort of stick over the little control pad. That was pretty good as well.
Yeah.
So I was impressed by that.
Good. Okay, right. Comes out in August. Presumably there's a video.
Yes, there's a video on TV.
Always a video with Ree.
Is it in 3D?
The video.
When are we going 3D, Ree? 3D, Ree.
I'm already 3D right now.
That's true. You don't look like you're in Mr. Ben. No, but when
we have to wait for people. I think, well, there's no point.
T3D.
Yeah, but there's no point we do 3D, but no one can see it in 3D. So I have to wait.
Well, all the people rushing out to buy all this 3D phones and laptops.
Yeah, I might do a 3D YouTube video.
We could do a deal with Nintendo. We could be like their content portal.
Well, I need to get hold of a 3D camera.
Oh,
right.
That's the other problem. No, that's fine. Just masking tape two normal cameras
easy.
Together.
We can do this.
I'll just shoot it on a HTC Evo. I could just do it on one of them.
Yeah, could do that.
Yeah.
Now, celebrity endorsements can be good. David Beckham. Celebrity endorsements can be bad. Tiger Woods. This week, T3.com has been delving into the world of tech celebrity tie-ups. You've each picked one. What did you go for, E?
Well, you say David Beckham is good at celebrity endorsements.
Well, okay.
I'm going to go with tech. He was awful.
I think you might be right here. Yeah.
The Motorola Aura. You know, good. You know, when he does Adidas. Yes, okay.
Yeah, that
Hugo
works.
Hugo Boss. Okay. Motorola Aura, not so
the,
okay.
The underpants. What were they?
Yeah.
What was that
they
for?
They were D&G.
M&S,
were
they?
Was it? D&G, I think you're right. Oh, yeah.
D&G,
yeah. Yeah, yeah, this, you're right, though. Yeah, the aura
good.
Didn't work.
The aura did not work. It was...
For those who don't remember the aura, it's still out, I think, isn't it? Yeah. Just describe this piece of shit.
It's a luxury phone, yes, which always strikes fear into my heart when someone says that.
Oh, I remember that, yes.
And basically, it looks...
It's kind of keyhole shaped.
It's a keyhole shape, and then you flip it up.
The screen was round.
The screen is round, and you flip it up, and it kind of swiveled up. And it had like made of titanium and it was,
on the back,
glass.
You could see the mechanism that it was kind of like a clockwork mechanism that allowed the keyboard to rotate and all this kind of stuff. A bit like you can see the engine in some sports cars. You know, they put a glass panel
or expensive watches.
Yeah, exactly.
But really,
but it was
just a heap
phone.
Of terribleness.
Awful
and in
phone.
Terms of endorsement, was because see the thing with Beckham is as long as he keeps his mouth shut, he's a very good endorser.
Well,
but was he required to talk?
In the advert itself, he wasn't required to talk. He was just painted gold and looked a bit like the Terminator. But there
painted
is
gold?
He had like bronze, and then he had his eye was red because the screen on the aura is red.
But he did, when he described, he did go on to sort of describe it.
There's a behind the scenes video when he's like, "It's really good." I can't do a David Beckham voice.
Oh, it's a really good
phone. It's a really good phone. And Motorola always do something different.
And then moments.
He just had no idea.
Yeah.
I make phones a lot like I play football.
What was daft?
Where's
is
your
is
aura now,
then,
Beckham?
He was then snapped with an iPhone.
Yeah.
So you know, obviously,
he didn't let me finish my joke.
Oh, sorry. Go on.
What?
They make phones a lot like I play football. Much more shit than it used to be. It would have been funny if I'd been able to get it out the first time.
So that's
it. That build up killed it, I think. Yeah, okay. So that's, yes, David Beckham. Dunk. Go on then.
Well, I had to go for the master. Yeah. If you're a person of a certain age, the main endorser of tech that you remember would be Victor Khayyam.
Oh, here we go.
What's wrong, Doug?
Mr. Khayyam, I hate shaving.
You're using the wrong equipment. Try this Remington Microscreen.
It's an axe.
Now I know why he bought the company.
The Remington Microscreen shaves as close as a blade or your money back.
They never shave as close as a blade. It was a lie.
You kind of, well, they sort of did a bit of a meta twist on it there because the other guy said his catchphrase. Because the other thing, as well as it shaves as close as a blade or your money back, was like, I liked it so much, I bought the company. That's what he used to say on the end of every
And did you know, because they advertised around the globe and he did like, you know, they do a Spanish advert. Yeah. He'd
did
speak
they?
In Spanish.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Me like your company so much.
Me body.
Me bye.
Yes. Caribbean, maybe? What was that?
That was me doing Spanish.
What
I can't speak Spanish.
What a legend. He he bought the New England Patriots as well, you know?
Did he?
I like this football team so much. I like that football so much, I bought the team.
His son now carries on. He markets the Lady Remington, which is the female version. It's now called something else, but he carries on the flame.
Lady Remington.
Mm. You know?
Very good.
I've got a funny story about Victor Khayyam, actually, which is a friend of mine, a former colleague of mine, was kind of felt that he contributed to Khayyam's death.
Oh.
So that's a nice anecdote. Yeah, he among the many companies he bought was, I think it might have been Ronson. Anyway, he bought some sort of lighter company.
Yes.
And this guy that he used to work with, he used to write a financial column, and he basically said that Khayyam had just bought it in order to then resell or something like that. It was something very boring anyway. And Khayyam was sued for libel. And this guy actually lost his... I think he'd stopped working for the magazine. So he's almost like, well, I don't care. I'll just come along and say, yeah, sure, I libeled him. But he actually died during the course of the trial. And he worries that the stress...
The stress of this libel trial.
That was what pushed him over the edge.
Oh, my word, that was terrible.
That's a nice anecdote.
Thanks for that.
Brought everything down. I have to come up with this one because I was at... I may as well admit it. I was at Take That last
so
week.
So was I.
Oh, yeah.
I was there on Friday.
You can be there legitimately.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. Why were you there?
I was there
were
with
you
my,
on your own?
I was there with my wife, okay.
Lies.
And a load of other girls. But
you were screaming,
I was
you?
The only man. Like, none of the others had brought their partners.
Mm.
It was just me.
Were
and
you
these
screaming?
Women.
Did you scream?
I didn't scream. I did find myself singing to all the early
along.
Ones. Yeah. I did know all the... They all came back to me.
Yeah, of course they did.
It's just down the road from where James's police station is. So a lot of the coppers at the station where he works,
but anyway,
they were policing it, and they said like it was like a hellish scene, basically like football hooligans, but all middle-aged women.
Well, I actually found it quite civilized because we were standing. Yeah. But everyone was in their 30s, so
everyone was like,
"You
back
go first."
For good.
No, after you, you know.
That's what he's saying. He was more like they were sort of reliving their sort of teenage kind of running around screaming.
Sure, there were there were a few manic women,
but they weren't
true,
teenagers
actually.
When it first came out. Like I was a teenager when Take That first came out.
Take That came out a long time ago.
It was a long time ago.
If you go back to Take That and Party.
Yep,
as I do.
Best album, yeah, for my money.
Yeah, that was when they were gay icons, and then they sort of still are. But when their first video was about the most homoerotic piece of music video ever made.
Yeah, that was a bit gratuitous, wasn't it? They were sort of lying on their front with their not wearing any clothes.
They were essentially naked,
and then a cleaning lady came in and was. They were sort of like rolling around in sort of chocolate and jelly, and then a cleaning lady was sort of mopping their bottoms.
Yeah. Oh. They kind of knew that. They knew their early market well.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I've met a lot of people who are into a lot of things sexually.
But not that.
But, it's very specialised, the sort of gay scene. But nobody's ever started a club or a website or whatever that I'm aware of where it's like, see hot guys having their bottoms mopped.
Maybe you should.
By a middle-aged woman dressed as a cleaner.
Your friend who does those, was it the hotlines? He could...
Well, he doesn't do that anymore. Oh, but okay. He could go back into business with that.
That's in his past.
Seems like another guaranteed money spinner.
Anyway, I should swing back to the point of this. On the big screens that they had there were all branded to look like Samsung smartphones and all this kind of thing. So it was very heavily branded. But this was the press conference when they announced the tour, and they were all holding Samsung Galaxy Tabs, the original ones, and someone asked Robbie about this.
And you seem to be enjoying your little bits there. What's the link up with Samsung?
Samsung is great, and we've always done it. It is the best ones, and they love us. And it's important that we do singing and then put these with us.
Well, thank you, Robbie.
You can see PR men in the background like, no, cut the mic.
That was very on message, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah, it wasn't even English.
I think I could detect a tiny amount of reluctance on the part of Robbie there to endorse that.
Yeah, but also you could tell that these things had just been thrust in their hands. Yeah. It's not like, oh yeah, we've been using these on the tour, in the tour bus. Like, they had no idea what they were holding.
At least he didn't say, normally we use an iPad, but
today someone's given me this piece of... Yeah, yes. Well done, Robbie, for avoiding that little slip-up. Anyway, there's plenty more on T3.com. That is about all for this week. Remember, T3.com has all the latest. T3 is on the shelves and on the iPad, and we're on iTunes every Friday. Till next week, then, I've been Dan Maudsley, and you've been listening to the T3 Podcast.